with BookBeats. I'm Don Swaim. One of the world's great writers is Mexico's Carlos Fuentes, author of some 24 books, among them The Old Gringo, the story of the acerbic 19th century wit and critic, Ambrose Bierce.
I began reading him when I was 17, so I really had the first idea for the novel. Then I started writing it at 18, then had to stop and began again in the 1960s and finally ended it in the 1980s. It took me a long time for some reason, maybe because of the mystery surrounding Bierce.
Ambrose Bierce vanished in Mexico in 1913 and was never heard from again. Fuentes says that while he tried to write The Old Gringo when he was very young, he found one doesn't know how to write a book at the age of 18.
You keep them in storage somehow, in the back of your mind, and then when you're 50, 60, you come back to them, and then you can write them, finally.
Carlos Fuentes' latest book is The Buried Mirror, published to coincide with a 5-part TV documentary which aired on the Discovery Channel last April.
The book grew well beyond the idea of the series. It became a kind of personal biography of my culture.
The Buried Mirror, lavishly illustrated, explores the cultural history of Spain and Latin America. Fuentes sees the title as a metaphor for a culture that has been submerged and which relates to the discovery of mirrors buried in ancient ceremonial sites.
Black pyrite, very polished mirrors that were buried in order to guide the dead through the underworld.
Houghton Mifflin published The Buried Mirror by Carlos Fuentes. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
You can make a great culture, but you're going to make it in strife, in difficulty, in violence.
That's the Mexican novelist Carlos Fuentes, whose book, The Buried Mirror, is a cultural history of Spain and Latin America, a history dripping with blood.
History is violent, and to believe that history and happiness can coincide is more or less fooling oneself.
Carlos Fuentes says Spain was violent long before the conquistadors invaded the New World.
It was an extremely violent and warlike spirit because it was the continuation of 700 years of continuous warfare against the Moors in Spain.
As a result, a love-hate relationship exists between the Hispanic nations and Spain.
We struggle with Spain as we struggle with ourselves in a way, and as a way Spain has struggled with herself. Spain has been her own worst antagonist at times as well.
Fuentes says, like the United States today, Spain overextended its empire.
Its cities became filled with homeless, with derelicts, with beggars. It had the largest external debt in the world. It had a double deficit, commercial and budget. It forgot education. It forgot the infrastructure. Am I describing the United States today, or am I describing the Spain of Philip III? You tell me.
Houghton Mifflin published Carlos Fuentes' cultural history, The Buried Mirror. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The colorful and controversial Mexican novelist Carlos Fuentes was born to a diplomatic and political family and spent his formative years in Washington, D.C., where he went to a multicultural primary school.
The three things I learned in public school when I was 5, 6, 7 years old and have never forgotten are geography, history, and literature. Today, these things are not taught in the public schools, another problem for the United States.
When Mexico's president nationalized the oil companies, many of Fuentes' American classmates in Washington turned against him.
My friends turned their backs on me because there were blaring headlines that Mexico was a communist country that expropriated the oil wells, etc. And then I came back to their friendship, but I realized in all of this that I was a Mexican.
Fuentes recalls that when he was 10, he was taken to see a movie about Sam Houston's victory over the Mexican army in Texas.
I suddenly had to get up in my seat and scream at the top of my 10-year-old lungs, long live Mexico, death to the gringos.
His father hustled him out of the theater. Carlos Fuentes' later childhood years were spent in Argentina and Chile, where he began to write.
Ever since I was 7 years old, I started scribbling things. I started publishing my first stories and essays when I was 11, 12 in Chile, in Spanish.
For a magazine's children's page, Carlos Fuentes went on to study law in Mexico and later became his nation's most celebrated author with such books as The Death of Artemio Cruz, The Old Gringo, and his latest, The Buried Mirror. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Carlos Fuentes was 28 years old and a law school graduate in Mexico when he published his first book, A Collection of Stories, in 1954.
That gave me a basis on which to tell my parents, listen, I've had a little success. Please help me a bit while I finish my novel.
The novel, The Good Conscience, launched Fuentes' literary reputation.
It was considered to be the first novel about modern Mexico City, about a picture of the city and the new social classes and the new conflicts that had arisen.
But Carlos Fuentes also pursued a diplomatic career and was for 2 years Mexico's ambassador to Paris.
France is a great country, Paris, and I loved it enormously. I have no complaints, but finally, writing is my world. It's where I wanted to come back to.
For many years, Fuentes, because of his outspoken left-wing views, was barred from the United States, although his most explosive books came in.
It was an absolutely McCarthyite, ridiculous thing that put the United States in a very bad light.
But Fuentes was in good company.
The list drawn up by the Justice and State Departments was a very distinguished list. You had Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Yves Montand, Iris Murdoch, Graham Greene, Dario Fo. So I would have been insulted if I hadn't been on that list.
The McCarran-Walter Act, which barred Fuentes, is now a bad memory, and Carlos Fuentes is free to enter the United States to talk about his life and his books, the latest of which is The Buried Mirror, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I write novels in Spanish, literature in Spanish, because, as I've said many times, I only dream in Spanish.
That's Carlos Fuentes, the Mexican novelist whose work has been translated all over the world. He recalls his 400-page book, The Death of Artemio Cruz, somehow being squeezed into a 200-page Russian translation.
So I inquired, what happened? Why did the book slim down that way? Wasn't it samphorized? And they said, oh, no, we cut out half of it. And I said, what? What parts? He said, oh, everything that had to do with sex and politics. I said, there's nothing left then. All the book is about sex and politics.
Fuentes' scathing criticism of the United States prompted the government to bar him from the U.S. from 1962 to 1989. But Fuentes is still an outspoken critic.
After the death of Kennedy, there's been nothing but mediocrity in the political leadership of the United States. I, like you, do not see anything in the horizon that could make me think otherwise, so one has to be scared, I think.
In his recent nonfiction book, The Buried Mirror, he's no less critical of the Latin American nations.
Democracy is very fragile in Latin America because of the great crisis, economic and social crisis, we have lived through in the 1980s, the lost decade, as it has been called.
Today, Carlos Fuentes lives in Mexico City, reluctant to venture outdoors because of the deadly automobile pollution.
As long as this is the case, we'll have pollution in Mexico City with 2 million cars moving around spouting poison.
A man of courage and controversy, Carlos Fuentes. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.